So we're going to take the second one now, and that is the matter of being available. I again want to remind you that these are in alphabetical order, so therefore not necessarily building one on top of the other. However, approachable and available do work beautifully together. So these two do harmonize, and we'll actually say a word about approachability here in just a minute. This is a precious trait of the Lord Jesus. Today, at any moment that I need Him, He is available. I tell you, just that one thought's enough to last us for all week long, okay? That's a big deal. He is not too busy. You know, people that have had bad experiences, maybe with parents or with other authorities in their lives, they think God is distant, reactive, not caring, just because of their experience. But biblically, and that's why if you have trouble with the past of wrong concepts toward authorities that were in your life, you need to immerse yourself in the Scriptures, in particular in the person of Christ and the attributes of God. It will greatly help you. And the fact is, the Savior is available. And we can come to Him. We can come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in time of need all the time. In fact, how often are we to pray? Pray without ceasing. Wow. So He is available. And we look at His life, and we'll just touch on a few things here this morning. We look at His life, and we're struck with how He made Himself available. Now, we talked last couple of weeks about being approachable. And to be available, you have to be approachable. And the thing that we need to realize, the nuanced difference between approachable and available, is that approachability has the idea of a passive, friendly attitude. In other words, we don't have a wrong attitude toward any category of people. We also have an attitude of the fact that we're not too busy for people, that no matter how we might not normally naturally respond to someone, we have an approachable spirit, and we don't have a wall up because we have a wrong attitude toward anyone. So we should be able to be approachable by everybody, right? Even our enemies. And so that's a tremendous trait and a good foundation, but that is a more passive attitude. You're willing to be approached. Availability has a more active posture. It takes the initiative to reach out when the need is seen. You're available if the person wants to be helped. Now, this one is the real, in many ways, the clinker for us, because God can work in our heart to be approachable, but to take the time and to take the effort and to overcome fear and to trust God to actually be available to do what we need to do in meeting people's needs, that is a whole nother story. And that is a decision of our will. Think of the Lord Jesus, God Almighty, everything in control, but He obviously volunteers and follows the Father's plan and becomes the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And so He made Himself available to us by a decision of His will. And it cost Him everything to follow through on meeting our needs. And so the question is, not only are we approachable, but are we willing to make ourselves available? Put ourselves in that place. Matthew 20, 28, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. And did He have the right to come and be served? Yeah, He's God Almighty. But He made a decision not to do it. What this is, folks, is we get out of our selfish sense of, I deserve this, or, I really need to have things the way I like them. And I'll help people if I need to, but I can only do so much. And a lot of it comes out of fear, such as in evangelism, making ourselves available to talk to somebody that comes across our path. Ooh, now we're dealing with, we really need God to help us. Or a person that's in need, we see it, God prompts us. It isn't that they're going to come to us because we are approachable. We have to make ourselves available. Now, whether or not they'll follow through on it, that's their decision, but it is an active decision of our will. It's wonderful as a mother to be approachable by your children, not have anything that would hold you back when they come to you from you really giving your heart to them. But most of the time it's you being what? Available to teach them, direct them, love on them, communicate with them, take time with them. That's all a decision of the will. In fact, it's a series of decisions of the will to make yourself available. So that's the nuance that they're talking about here in this. A good example, if you want to turn with me to John chapter 4, is the woman at the well. Now, the Lord was burdened for Samaria, and in His wisdom, He made Himself available. You know He was tired. And you know that He put Himself in a very difficult position. They had been walking. They were going from Judea to Galilee. Normally, which way would Jews go to Galilee from Judea? Anyone know that from a Bible standpoint? They never went through Samaria. They would go all the way down to below sea level, cross the Jordan, go on the other side of Jordan, which is the country of Jordan now. Then in that time, it was the Decapolis, the area on the other side. They travel all the way up to Galilee, come back over the Jordan, then climb up to the hills of Galilee. That's quite a trek. But this was just a straight shot right through Samaria, right through the key part of Samaria, Sychar. And of course, a great move of God occurs here. And then what happens once the apostles, or once the word of God goes out from Jerusalem, which is the first major city to get revived again? Same place in Samaria. And of course, Philip the evangelist and then the disciples came. In other words, the Lord Jesus saw His availability to one lady was going to cause there to be a long-standing multiplying work occur. So He comes and in verse 4, He says, and He must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh He to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with His journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink, for the disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Now, number one, no one came to the well during the heat of the day. Number two, He didn't stay with His disciples to go into the city, and He was weary. This woman comes. For a woman to come during the middle of the day meant she was an outcast. And so, a self-respecting Jew would have every reason in the world to do what? Sit there and let her get her water and go, you know, or leave, you know, for that matter. But He was making Himself available. Now, number one, He was approachable. Were Jews going to normally communicate with Samaritans? No. And then a Jew talking to a woman that had all these husbands that have lived this kind of life, that was a rabbi would not normally do that. And so He had to go, He was approachable, put His prejudices aside, but He could have just sat there, even if, you know, all of those other things considered, He's sitting in Sychar, all of this, He had to take the active step to make Himself available. And what was His active step? I read it there. Spoke to her and said, give me something to drink. In other words, He started an interaction that would take a little bit of time, because to lower down into the well, get the water, get the drink, would become an active interchange, an exchange. And so she then begins to talk, and she says, "Why are you a Jew asking drink of me? I'm a woman of Samaria." And of course, she didn't want to say what kind of woman she was, though it was rather obvious the time of day she was there. The Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. So was she aware of his approachableness? Yeah, she was aware of that. And Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." And he goes into that glorious discussion of living water and how to come to the Lord. So what I want you to see is here, he was approachable, his attitude was right, and he made himself appropriately available, and as a result, this woman, you'll see her in heaven. It's going to be a great story. Plus, what else happened? She went to the city and a whole bunch of people came and they got saved. And then not long after Christ had ascended, you have the revival in Jerusalem, and those people reached many more people. So the Lord's availability, strategically putting himself on the line to reach somebody, paid multiple dividends. It's a beautiful story when you think about that. He had every human reason not to be approachable and then not to make himself available. And so I think that's a good illustration of the heart of our Savior. He strategically went out of his comfort zone. And that's what I want you to think about. You say, "You know, I don't know, I just don't seem to have the gift to win people to Christ." Well, number one, are you approachable by anyone? And number two, are you making yourself available? Actively being willing to engage in conversation that the Holy Spirit can lead to the victory of somebody getting saved? Are you available when Christians who have needs come? Are you willing to engage them? Because it will take time. It may be hard. You may have to give of yourself. But you think about it, we are here today because somebody made themselves available to us, isn't that true? Think of the investment in our lives. Think of all the hours. Think of all the time. Nothing worthwhile ever happens without the decision to be sacrificially available. And it is very important for us to see that. Sometimes you can feel like, man, everybody seems to need me. Do mothers ever feel that way? You have no problem being the center of attention. I mean, that's just the way it is. And then if you're in ministry, you know, poor mothers, all of a sudden they get a text from somebody they're discipling, they get a text from somebody in their class, or they get a text from this, and you think, I've got more approachability than I want to even think about right now, and all of this is happening. But the example of the Lord found in Mark 1, I'd like us to turn there, is really wonderful here, just like the John 4 passage. Mark chapter 1, here in the early part of his ministry, the Holy Spirit just helps us see a day in the life of the Lord Jesus. And he was giving of himself completely. Now let me just say here before I get into this, there has to be continual decisions of dying to self and saying, you know, I've got to have my priorities right, I've got to manage my time well, but I've also got to realize if I'm really going to accomplish God's will, it's not going to be convenient. It's not going to be easy. And the things that are really going to matter with my children, with my husband, with the people that I come across with, if I'm really going to please God, I'm going to have to really step out of my comfort zone. I'm going to have to give up maybe a comfortable lifestyle. And those are very key decisions. Well, if you look at verse 29, "And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon." By the way, he had quite a confrontation in the synagogue. You remember that? You have the a man with the unclean spirit, and Jesus rebukes him, and the spirit tore the person that he was in, and then of course God heals them, and this was very taxing. That was a spiritual battle. By the way, the thing that will tire you the most in life is spiritual battle praying. And that's a lot of times why we pull back from that, because when you really get into praying for someone and stand against the evil one in their life, it wears you out. But they entered into the house of Simon Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. By the way, it's interesting, Simon had a wife. So lots of ramifications of that one. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and also ministered unto them. Okay? He's had the spiritual battle in the synagogue. Now he comes to someone who's dear to these people, and she has a very major fever, and he heals her. So he's had a good full day. In fact, you see more things than I've described there. But then in verse 32, and at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. It's time to go to bed. And he closed the door and said, I'll do it tomorrow. Now, what does he do? And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils. Whoa, spiritual battle. And suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. And so what does he do? The whole city is there. He made himself available. He was not only approachable, but he was available. Now, we know that he must have been very, very weary at this point. And we have other passages that indicate that. And yet, he went out of his way and made himself available. Now think of just the ramifications of that one set of healing. Out of that, I'm sure believers came. Out of that, the Father was glorified. Out of that, his disciples gained more faith and understanding what he was doing. And so a very key work was done there, but it was not convenient. Now here was the solution, the way he was able to make it. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. One of the keys to being available is to spend time with the Lord. And that's not convenient either. He got up early. And I always think of ladies with all your responsibilities, many times to be able to meet with the Lord, you have to do what? You got to get up early. And it's not easy. But the rest in his soul that came from communing with the Father humanly refreshed him to be able to give of himself and to have the right attitude toward people. When we're frazzled, are we very available? No. When we're irritated, when we're agitated, when we're anxious, we don't make ourselves available. But even if we're fatigued, if our hearts are rejoicing in the Lord and we have His heart and He is filling us, then can we have the power even in our fatigue? Now let me say that again to a number of you that have younger children here. It's very fatiguing to be a mother, very. It's extreme at times. And if your heart is refreshed, then you are able to be available when your children need you. You are not trying to just survive. God is empowering you. And I tell you, it is so important to have that touch from heaven in your life. So that's a wonderful picture there of what the Lord did. And verse 36, and Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. And so he continued on into the next towns. He preached there. He preached in their synagogues. He made himself available to the leper. The leper in verse 40 said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Look at verse 41. And Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched a leper. which again you weren't supposed to do, just to protect yourself. And saith unto him, I will be available, I will meet this need, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and so forth. On and on you can go. Now the Lord had every right to just do what he wanted to do. But what he wanted to do was meet needs. Now, big point here. Being available means you have his heart, not your heart. Helping people, even sacrificially, is not a sacrifice when you want to do it. Right? We like doing things we want to do. And the only way we're going to want to meet needs, especially when we're weary, especially when we have other things we want to do, but it's the Lord's will for us to do it, is that we've got to have him change our desires so that we say, I will. This is what I want. This is what I know is important. I do want to tell that person about the gospel. I do want to encourage that Christian that I know someone has got to meet their need right now and they're reaching out to me. I am available. And God will give you the heart to do it. In fact, what do you find many times after you do what he wants you to do? That's some of the most joyful moments of your life. When, you know, that was really rugged to have to take the time to do that, but boy, oh boy, what a blessing. You saw the hand of God. You saw God minister his grace. And all of a sudden, you've got a whole new rejuvenation in your life when you have been available. So I do encourage you. So you can study the life of the Lord, and that's, of course, the whole thesis of this study, is doing what he did. All right. Sometimes we have to make ourselves available. I'm going to have to go here in a minute, but make ourselves available in a way that could be a bit risky. When Lazarus was sick, the Lord waited because he knew he was going to die so that he could do a very strategic miracle of resurrection. And so when they went back to Judea, to the Jerusalem area, Bethany's just over the hill of the Mount of Olives, he knew and the disciples knew that the Pharisees had the temple guard waiting for him and that he was risking his life to go back. In fact, Thomas said, well, let's go. We'll just go and die with him. You know, good old realistic Thomas. And but that was realistic. I mean, that was the way it was. But Jesus went in the face of that to meet the needs of hundreds of people. I really believe at the resurrection of Lazarus that there were a lot of people genuinely saved, because you cannot see a resurrection without being deeply moved. He had been in the grave how many days? 4 days. He stinketh, using the King James language there. That's what Martha said. And so he was willing. And sometimes, folks, you have to stick your neck out in a difficult situation. Oftentimes, is not evangelism that way? It's a little risky. Or trying to help somebody that maybe doesn't want help at the moment, but God's put it on your heart. Or you get into a situation that might be a little bit difficult. What do missionaries do all the time? They are available to go into difficult places, understanding that there could be a real risk with what they're doing. And so sometimes availability means being placing yourself in a very difficult position. Okay, well, some good thoughts that she has there in this study. And it really is, doesn't availability, approachability and availability mark who our Savior is? We can always approach him, and he's available for us to approach him. And if we want to be Christ-like, he'll help us to know what we can only do so much, but we can do more than we know we can do if we really have this kind of heart.